Hooray! It's a new day. And what's so special about this day? Well, it's a day that we've never seen before, nor will we see again. So try to make it the best that you can. None of us are perfect, but we can all pray, Father, purify my heart, heal my words if they cause hurt, and help me to use them to build up and bless. Yesterday was National Siblings Day. And I have blood brothers and sisters and spirit brothers and sisters. I'd like to tell all of them, Happy National Siblings Day. You all are unique. You all are amazing. You all are powerful. You mean the world to me. I love you very much, and I thank God that He chose you to be my sibs, from the eldest to the youngest. I appreciate you. Speaking of appreciation, this Saturday is Husband Appreciation Day to all you beloved wives. So go ahead and do something special for your spouse, just because. One thing the queens are doing is we are challenging ourselves to encourage our husbands. So for 30 days, we cannot say anything negative to him or about him. Instead, we're affirming our spouses and encouraging them on a daily basis. Yeah. And this weekend is Easter, where the love of our lives, Jesus, laid down His life so that we can be free. Happy Easter, everyone.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
The social taboo around talking about money is prevalent in many cultures. It is so prevalent that most people feel bashful to publicly discuss their income, expenses. The idea never even crosses their mind that speaking openly about their budget or finances, credit scores, especially if it's low, could be beneficial and may even put things into perspective for them. Instead of talking it through with a counselor, far too many suffer in frustration, paralyzed by not knowing how to move forward. Another issue is getting the money, but wondering after it's all gone, where did the money go? We start today's episode by tackling the social taboo, embarrassment, and intimidation factor associated with personal finances.
People have discomfort, and we have someone on our team that is just uncomfortable with money. I want to find out, what makes it uncomfortable, because I just, and I can only assume, but again, I think it's on an individual level. So Trina, what makes it uncomfortable for you?
Talking about money is kind of like, for me, and I guess growing up and watching, like my mom, she never spoke about money. She just handled her business. So there was no money conversation in the household.
So what I understood from that was that money is something that is personal and private. You don't talk about it.
Is it taboo? Was it taboo?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Right, we don't talk about So was it taboo?
When you say taboo, because it was, she would give money. Like I guess because she was the matriarch and she took care of everything and handled everything. She would be the person who kind of, she was the financial advisor. She was, you know what I mean? Like she was the one who distributed the funds. She never held a conversation. It wasn't a conversation where how you said you grew up and had the opportunity. Your mom kind of discussed things and you knew that this rent was being paid. This was being done with the funds. There was no communication about what was being done. I just grew up knowing that she took care of everything. But I didn't know, she never shared and had conversation about how she did it.
So, okay, because she didn't do that, it made you know what? You never ask? So you, in any of your relationships, you never had to ask the other person about money. Because you know you were good.
Exactly.
So even when you got married, the same thing carried on.
Yeah, I didn't have to ask. It was there. We did it together. Like, we had the joint account. First, I always had my separate account. And then we went to the bank and opened our joint account together. And even with that, that was weird for me too, where I was like,
that's what I wanted to find out. Like, how did that happen? Because that was, should still be uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable. I was like, why we gotta have a joint account? Why you do you, I do me. I'm good with that. You know?
But why did you think it was okay still living, like, when it comes to money? You wanted joint everything because you never wanted to live apart from him.
Right.
So you overcame that part and that was fine with you. It's just when it got to money, it became more personal and intimate. That's what it sounds like to me. Yes. Money for you is more intimate than intimacy. Intimate.
Yes. And again, it's, I guess, the environment that I grew up in and how it was handled. It was never open. It wasn't an open conversation. It wasn't discussed.
So because it wasn't discussed, you just felt like it was private.
It was private.
And you still believe that it's private today?
I let go of that in terms of my relationship with Mike. Now interacting with other people, I still think it's private.
Interesting.
But here's my question. So the same way your mom didn't talk to you about money, did you think it was a private thing so you didn't discuss it with your kids? Did you do what your mom did with your children?
Yes and no. Thank God for Veronica. I did, because of Veronica, I did have a conversation with them. And even, you know, wanted Veronica to kind of, you know, when you were doing the classes, to have classes with them. I wanted something different for them because I knew going into the marriage how uncomfortable it was for me, and I didn't want that to continue for them. So I knew something had to change. But I did it for the kids, but I realized I didn't do it for myself because I still wasn't comfortable as an adult to have open conversation with friends and family about money.
Interesting. So if a family member comes to you, Trina, and they want money, because of how you saw your mother handle it, you're just like, okay, here.
Yeah.
You never question. So even if it's a revolving door, do you have a stop?
Yes and no. I think for me, it's a feeling. I always say I go after my vibes. So if I feel like doing it, I do it. But if I feel like you're taking advantage of me, then I'm going to stop. But it's more of a feeling.
So you don't even ask because you never saw your mom ask them. If someone wants funds, they come to her, she gives them. You never even ask. If someone comes to you and asks you for money, you never even ask why, when am I going to get it back? If I'm going to get it back, it's just gone.
Yeah.
And if they come back next week?
Again, I'm a give until I feel I'm being taken advantage of.
Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want you to do. The thing is, a lot of people will make it your, will take your money for their emergency fund. They will spend all that they have and live life like it's YOLO.
Why?
But when they have an emergency, you become their emergency. And the thing is, they know you have it. Why? Because you don't live life like them. So clearly you are putting down money. They don't care what you're putting it down for. I'm desperate for it now. So all of a sudden now, your funds are my emergency fund. When are you going to stop doing that? Family members are good for that. Good friends are good for that. And I'm not saying you can't help people who are in need. Some people do get into binds. But what I don't want it to become is a revolving door. If you're not making plans and if you're coming to me for money, I should be okay to ask you. So, not that I'm not giving it to you, but how do we get you to not want to end up in this situation again? I need to help you so that this doesn't happen to you again. And I'm off the rule, like Trina, if I'm giving it to you, I really am not expecting it back. You have to give, not expecting it back, because you might not get it back. Chances are you might not get it back. But be open to ask, like, so what happened? And just listen to what happened. If it is something that is preventable, and you're like, so why didn't you ask the questions? And the thing too is, when people are questioned, they don't think that they need to come back because they don't want anybody questioning. They want you to just give the money freely without you asking them any question. They didn't give it to you to put down, but you're not supposed to question them about their money issues. Yeah, but you're making your money issue my money issue. So if you're making your money issue my money issue, I'm going to ask you about your money issue. The lies you tell.
Listen.
But miss, you're there foreign and me don't just struggle and me need and uno reach up there because foreign uno get no. Money off a tree and them thing there. So uno can't just send on little something down here. So and knowing that life is pretty tough over here in Jamaica.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking from people from the diaspora, we are all not rich. Every dollar is a dollar. You might think that when you exchange the money we send, it can multiply. What we work here is every dollar is a dollar. And the same way you have a hard time living in the country you are at, we're having a hard time living where we are at. The reason why we only have two kids is because we can only afford two kids. While you are out there sleeping with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and have five, but do not have the funds to maintain or feed the five, that is not my responsibility. I only have what I can afford to have. Because you know what? Life is hard. And I will not be your emergency fund.
The Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break.
This royal shout out goes to Queen Kay Barnwell, the founder of Billy Boo, a girls' empowerment brand for the princesses in your life.
Their focus is on products designed to empower girls to increase their self-awareness, self-identity, and self-care. Mothers of girls know the great struggle when it comes to finding unique products with an uplifting message. Well, search no more. Billy Boo's founder had the same problem with her daughter, so she created a solution. If you're looking for unique gifts, toys, clothing that promotes positive self-image, shop BillyBoo.com online, and that's Billy with an I. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area, head over to 4651 Woodstock Road, Roswell, Georgia. It's inside Painted Tree Roswell Space E18. Opens daily from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. You and your princesses won't regret it. Billy Boo guarantees a magical experience. At Billy Boo, be free to be you. Go ahead, follow them on Instagram at @officialbillyboo. www.billyboo.
Beloved, come join us in the room on Clubhouse for Talk Up the Takes, where we're going to discuss freely. We'll be live. Come bring your testimonies. We have been sharing with you, so come share with us. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., share with at least 10 people so we all can talk up the things then.
We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. If you're a listener, though, who enjoys our content and would love to support us, you can donate there, too. Another thing, have you subscribed to our podcast yet? If you have not, go ahead to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio and share, share, share. And we're back.
I do not have funds for me and you. Because just as all you have those 5 kids to send to school, I have my kids to send to school. Just as how you have light bill, I have light bill. You have rent, I have a mortgage. You have a car, I have a car. So our lives are mirrored. You know who I call when I need help? Nobody. Jesus, because there is nobody to call.
Jesus.
No, a lot of you guys are in this fantasy world that we are up here living this big, glamorous life. And some of us are to be blamed because we show the facade that there is a big, glamorous life that we are living here. But trust and believe, it is a facade. I had a friend who I know was a bell porter at a little hotel here in the U.S. And when he went to Jamaica on vacation, he is in the biggest gold chain and the biggest name brand this. And he looks as if he's living this glamorous life. People did not know that he was a bell porter. A bell boy. You know, the ones who get your bag when you come get into the hotel? Yes. But when he goes home on vacation, the fakest of chain, the nicest of rings, the bashiest of clothes, but all on credit. Then him come up here dead for hungry because he has to pay that bill because of the life and the facade that he created. And you don't know that he's up here hungry. We sometimes create the mirage that you guys are seeing, but trust and believe, everything is as difficult as it is there. It is difficult here as well. We are all trying to survive. And if you ask us for money and we are questioning why it is a repeated offense, do not get offended. Take it as a teaching lesson because we want to help you so you don't get back to that problem because we're not revolving door. We don't have it.
Not the bank, people. Not the bank. Not the emergency bank, by the way.
We are not your emergency fund. And this is not only... This is really for all immigrants. Trust and believe. Most immigrants go through this. Most immigrants from any country, we all face the same things.
And even you're talking about immigrants, they call it in America black tax because it's just being a member of a family where because you are better off than your parents were, because they sacrificed for you, what happens? We are expected now to carry the world, the parents, everybody else on our backs after they've lived their lives, squandered whatever they're doing or whatever it is that happened. But you're expected because I sacrificed so much for you. You now feel obligated, this sense of obligation that I have to take care of my parents, my grandparents, my family. Because especially if you're not married and you're single too, they're like, oh, you don't have anybody to take care of, so just take care of me. So they call it black tax over here. But immigrants know this very well.
The burden falls on the person who is most successful. And when I say successful, it doesn't have to be like...
rich.
It's just the one, right? It doesn't have to be rich. It's just the one who has made it further in life than the rest of the family. So it might be the first one to graduate from college.
Right.
And they have a full-time job. That full-time job is barely keeping them alive, but they have to pay the black tax. They have to take care of the family, the rest of them, because while you have a full-time job that has benefits, somebody in the family or the rest of the siblings are, you know, they might be at a fast food joint that pays only $8 an hour. So your job seems better than theirs. So if they're in a bind, who are they going to call? Your job seems better. So we're going to ask you to assist. We all supported you while you were in college. Now it's your time to support us.
And when does that ever end? You know?
It's guilt. They play on the guilt. Because if you don't, you forgot who you are. You forgot where you're coming from. You know, they play on that guilt. But the thing is, poor people cannot help poor people. Give your relatives, gives your loved ones an opportunity to go and make it. At least let them make it. It's hard for me to carry you on my back while I'm climbing the hill. Let me get up there, sort out all up there, look. Then I can come down and or send something down to help you climb. But if you're constantly on my back, the steps are going to be harder. The climb is going to be harder.
The weight.
And especially if you're not even assisting me to get up the hill, but you're just adding to the load.
Taking.
Oh, come on. I'll never get there.
I mean, some parents think that their children can accomplish the world, which we all believe the best for our children. But do you think some parents push their kids too much?
Oh, definitely. Especially for the dreams they didn't have materialized, you know. If they didn't accomplish their dreams, they're expecting their kid, they live vicariously through the kids. That especially in sports, we have a lot of parents who, you know, used to do well in sports, but they didn't make it to, you know, the big leagues, and now they're pushing their kids to make sure that they make it to the big leagues. And not only sports, we have that in business, we have that in any profession. People are just pushing their kids to accomplish the dreams they didn't get a chance to. And that's because they figure now it's easier because they have the tools and things are not as bad as it was when they were doing it. So they think that they can assist the kids now to overcome. But sometimes their dreams are not the kids' dreams. Most times, let me not say so. Most times their dreams are not the kids' dreams. and the kids rebel. I know a lot of friends who switch profession. A friend who was a lawyer, his parents wanted him to be a lawyer. He wanted to bake. After so many years, he decided to open a bakery, and now he's a baker.
But does that push ever break? Does it ever break the kids sometimes because you're pushing them too much?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they become adults and they're still trying to please you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people snap. A lot of kids snap. A lot of kids break. And my husband always tell me that when he see kids who play soccer early and that force, you know, where the parents force the kids to play soccer, and after a while, when the kids get a little bit older, when he's like they're 16 or 17, they no longer like the sport. And they don't want to play it anymore. So the passion has just gone, because now you're just doing it because of the parent. And they rebel and just go against it.
It's so funny that you talk about that, because I remember one time I was talking to this woman, and you're talking about sports. This girl she wanted to do a YouTube video, just a YouTube channel for fun, to display her dolls. And then her mom started realizing that she could make some money from it. So she started requiring the young lady to do 5 days a week videos. On top of school, she's shooting videos, she's editing videos in the middle of the night. She's literally pushing herself because her mom realized that she could monetize it.
Wow.
And this little girl she just wanted to do it for fun. And then the thing that she wanted to do for fun, because her mom pushed her so much because of money, that little girl hated it.
Yeah.
She's falling asleep in classes because she want to have to please her mom. You can't say no to mommy. And it was because of her mom saw that she could make money. And that young lady said at one point doing those videos, she wanted to kill herself.
Wow.
Because of her mother's push. This is someone I talked to personally.
Wow. I hope she got help.
Right?
She was trying to get help when I spoke to her, but I'm telling you, it was so rough.
And the parents always see more potential in making the money, because they're like, that's easy, because I have to work so hard for this money, and you're just sitting down doing a little silly video, and I can get so much more. Yeah.
Showing dolls. So she started like making like a schedule for her and enforcing tapings and enforcing edit time and enforcing. And she just started making it such a chore versus the fun. It killed the entire creative process for that young lady.
Wow.
So don't be that parent. I don't want to be that parent. Jesus, please.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to be that parent,
because not everything is about the money sometimes. But she literally almost killed herself because as a way, because she could not see a way to tell her mother no. Same like Black Tax, you don't see a way to tell your people no.
Wow.
Because you're like, how can, but my so-and-so needs me, and I make more than them anyway, and
yeah.
I just need to help.
When the child become the provider for the family.
When the child... For the entire tribe. That's a lot to put on your children. That's a lot. Because at that point, they're not building any futuristic wealth. They're just carrying the past on their back. So immigrant community, Black community, Jamaican community, whoever has that tax in the family. We call it Black tax. I'm not sure what our other sisters and brothers call it. It has been a burden to a lot of people in their lives, and they could have gotten further. They were strapped with the family, carrying the family up a hill, on a hill.
On their back.
So it's not that people don't want to help you, but that obligation sometimes is too much for the child. Remember that that's your child. And that child probably has kids of their own, family of their own, obligations of their own. And then there is you. So I plead with you to look at everything, not just yourself, the next time you decide to ask somebody for money.
Money, 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 money. Money.
Beloved, if you're like Queen Trina, who had some fear, trepidation around money, say these affirmations with me. I now smash and demolish by my spoken word every untrue record in my subconscious mind. They shall return to the dust heap of their native nothingness, for they came from my own vain imaginings. I now make my perfect record through the Christ within, the record of health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. Before I call, He will answer. To every demand, there is a supply. Holy Spirit, open up the way for great abundance to come to me now. I am an irresistible magnet to all that belongs to me by divine right. Bless and multiply my income. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queen.